We're in the middle of Reish Lamed Beis, Siv Beis, which is discussing the halacha by Man Hanimcha. What you're not allowed to do before you daven, because if you start, you may continue. And the Mechavah goes with the most stringent opinion that says, from the time of Mincha Gedolah, which is some of the Mincha Gedolah, 6 hours in a day. From midday, you're not allowed to start a meal, you're going to bath house, you're going to a tannery, because you may continue with what you're doing and miss Mincha. It's very from this amount of Mincha Gedolah. As we said, Mincha Gedolah 6.5 hours in a day, this is a half hour before that. If a person started earlier, he was in the middle of the meal already, then he doesn't have to stop. Unless he's, even if he started earlier, but he's having a long meal and he's getting close to Shkia, then for that when it comes to time that he may miss a feel, he has to take a break and out. Now the Ramah brings Yish Cholkim, Yisrielu, the Sudak Tan, and Mutta, and they also grant the Sudak, Yisrielu, and Mila. They hold that the Mincha Gedolah, half of the earlier Mincha, and at a regular meal, we're not concerned that you're going to continue with the meal till after Man Mincha. So you'll have to have a regular meal, and for that matter, it will be also permitted to have a regular haircut, and just to take a shower, bathe yourself. The only type of meal that will be also is a big meal, which is like a wedding meal, a shevet brachos, a milah, and then, you often can take a long period of time. So this is a chiddush that through the Shabbat and Yom Tov is not included in the big meal. According to this opinion, for whatever reason is, he didn't start his through the Shabbat and Yom Tov before Chatzos, he could still start. Now there's another opinion, a more lenient opinion, and they say, Shem that feels through the Gedolah Tov of the Mincha Gedolah Shabbat. That if you didn't start the big meal, as long as it's for the early year, you're still holding before 9 hours in the Yeshayimim, there's a third sheet that would be more lenient, it says through the Gedolah, through the Tov of the Mincha Gedolah Shabbat. But the only thing that's off there is when you have two things go against after 9 hours in the day, and both in the big meal, at the wedding, and the regular meal can eat whenever you want. After a time, now he's giving a reason why we're so making. So the option of curving the knesses like a shin and doom of Yusuf is giving a reason that really doesn't apply nowadays. In those days, we used to have a guy going up and down the street with a bell, time for Mincha. You know, reminding him to go Mincha. Anyway, that's what he says. He says that the Maisa, to start a bris before Mincha, you do not rely on this photo if it's after 9 hours in the day. Someone can bris in the afternoon, that's to make sure it starts for 9 hours, or they should make sure, even better, to daven before and hit out the student, and then they... Right. So the point to this, there's a whole discussion, if you go to the bathhouse on the Erev Shabbos, you go to Shabbos, 9 hours in the day, they come to go to the end of the day in this mitzvah. Referring to the Maisa, the point to the, what we are knowing, both coolers, as the regular bathhouse, going to the sauna and everything else, and taking a shower and going to the, into the bathhouse, so of course the mitzvah, that would be permitted even after Man of Mincha Tana. Now the Zafir is knowing an Ev Shabbos as a siren, some people know. Yes, he'll leave early. He says, Anshi Mais, the people that are more didactic in what they do, they daven Mincha before they go to the base of Mircha. Ramon continues, we have a student, Zoyla, Yeshva Hachma, a few of some of the Mircha Zoyla. Big meal, one should be Machma, even some of the Zoyla. Basically, if you have a wedding, in the afternoon, you should make sure that it's before. A few minutes from Kaidun Lachayim, since before Chatzos, even though you may be making a gear in the Shatana, show yourself a little bit of today, kind of a minute of time, 9.5 hours in the day, you should stop your Susan because you may lose out the whole minute. Okay, so the bottom line is, as we say, that one can, in a place where they have someone that reminds you because you can have, you can even eat the meal, Sudakhtana or a regular haircut after Mincha Tana. The question is, nowadays during the week generally you don't have somebody reminding us about Mincha. So, according to that, it's preferable that it's already 9 hours in the day that one should not start a student, not take a haircut, unless you have a Mincha. This came out, how the also left of Sudakhtana and Shavuot Sudak. The Isser of the Sudakhtana, according to the Machmirin, is when you're sitting down having a full meal. Avalita, Nahina, Achila, Tayus, Luther, who's in left of Pass, the Vaser, eat is more, not a full meal, just a little bit of food you can eat as much as you want for that time of meal. Who says that anything you're not kaveh sudan is acceptable, Because if you have some porridge, and also there, you can eat Tavim Mincha. If you want to wash, then you should only eat on the kibbutz and not more than that. If it's a beverage, you should also not drink more than kibbutz volume. Just to think a little bit before you have Mincha, because you don't want you to get drunk and not have Mincha.